Right. Okay. So, what I mean, when I came to Guyana, I was kind of coming fresh off the work that we had done in India. I and a bunch of other friends had kicked off around, LGBT issues in India, but specifically around the rights of LGBT people in India. And we had kind of organized a conference in 98, 99, and in one sense, the movement, in many ways, had kind of taken a political shape in India. And so, coming to Guyana, I was teaching law and development, and parts of what I was teaching were also kind of issues of human rights. And where, so amongst my students, I had to talk about among the rights of a variety of kind of marginalized groups, whether it's kind of the poor or minorities. I also had to talk about sexual minorities. So in one sense, I had a fairly good sense in terms of the pulse in Guyana, because I was a teacher lecturing students. Some of my students were younger than me. Many of them were also older than me. I had a sense of a certain kind of a cross-section of Guyanese society in terms of, class, gender, and race. So I got a sense that people were open, curious, and of course, I mean, they were torn between a certain understanding of what their religion said, and also issues of human rights, increasingly where, other parts of the world where there was recognition of rights of LGBT people. And at the same time, what I had also done, I mean, over the 12 months that I was there, was I would write pretty regularly in the letters column in the Guyana Chronicle and Starbuck News. And of course, I mean, the letters I would write would generate a number of vehement responses. I mean, some of them were supportive, but a lot of them were disagreeing with me. And it was a time in my life where I actually took these responses fairly seriously, and I would have counter responses. I even remember a time where one of my letters actually pretty much occupied a full page in the Guyana, I mean, Starbuck News. I mean, all things considered, what that led to was a sense of raising the discourse. So even though some of the people who responded to my letters were just kind of having a go at me and basically kind of restating, just marshalling out tired old arguments that they'd always used, saying it's a sin and this is what the Bible says and so on and so forth. What I was trying to do, I mean, of course, with this in with your help and discussions with you, Vidya, was to be able to kind of introduce another way of looking at, for example, faith, saying, okay, who's interpreting religion? Why is it considered static? How come you're not taking on board other views regarding the same religious texts? Why does one pastor or the individual in society have a monopoly for interpreting faith? And isn't it a lot more dynamic? So the fact is that, so the reason I'm telling you all this is that by the time we decided to kind of go ahead and have this forum, I had a pretty good, I mean, Guyana is a small, I mean, it's a small country, and the population isn't that big, and a large majority of the population is actually literate. So, I mean, I could go down the street, I mean, to Starbucks market, and I could buy a tender coconut to drink, and I know that, the guy who's selling coconuts there possibly has read the Starbucks news that morning and may have read my letter too. And I remember once actually having a conversation with some guy around it. So for me, that was very interesting, that I could slowly gauge the pulse of a society, and I thought that it's possible for us to push the envelope. I mean, it's not, while there were certain pockets or there were groups of individuals or churches that had a pretty hardline position about it, for the average person on the street, on the one hand, they may have kind of leaned more in the direction of fine things that they had heard or what the pastor in the church was saying. But their views weren't that strong. There was a degree of ambivalence, which I thought gave us a chance to push another idea, another way of looking at things. I mean, for example, one of the guy, I mean, even the staff or the clerical staff or people who were kind of doing the pews in the university that I was teaching. I mean, I would have discussions with them about it because they would have read the letters that I'd written, and they were like, interesting, but this is what our pastor says. And so that I think it comes down to that one fundamental question, that the timing of the forum was not something where quite random. I didn't kind of land on Guyanese shores and said, okay, let's organize a forum. But it took us a while. But I think we had a good sense of what we could pull off. And that was basically because we had kind of tested the water before that, I guess. Yeah.